Good morning. Welcome. I'm Sylvia Amin. I serve as Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and Culture here at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Welcome this morning. It is my honor for this very special occasion to welcome our 53rd mayor, the Honorable Rick Kreisman, to begin our program. Under his leadership, St. Petersburg has been ranked as Florida's best managed and fiscally strongest city and has been named by the New York Times as one of the top places to visit in the world and one of the top 20 best places to live by Southern Living. I think we agree. And we see the hard work that the mayor and the city does to make it so. He and his office have been a champion for Johns Hopkins All Children's, and it is always a pleasure to have him join us, especially today, Mayor Kreisman.
Good morning, everyone. And thank you, Sylvia, for that introduction. And thank you all for being here today. Clearly, this community is awfully excited about this ribbon cutting today. I want to say a special thanks to our friends from Johns Hopkins Medicine, not only for joining us, but really for making today possible. Special thanks to my friend, Dr. Ellen. Thank you for your leadership and for being such an important part of this city. And to all our participants and special guests today, thank you so much for everything that you do. As we like to say in St. Petersburg, the sun is certainly shining brightly on us here in St. Petersburg, and it is shining on our innovation district, and it is shining brightly on this beautiful research and education building. Now, being mayor, I get to break ground on new developments and cut ribbons on new buildings all the time. And it is one of my favorite things that I get to do in this job, because it means that my city is growing and it's changing. It means our existing businesses are growing and expanding and that new businesses are beginning. But most importantly, it means that there are jobs being created for our residents. And this particular building means that an estimated 30 new highly skilled jobs are being created in this city. This hub within our innovation district will house an estimated 200 to 400 faculty, educators, researchers, physicians, nurses, and support staff. And I'm told that for every $1 spent on research in this facility, we can expect a community return of about $2.25 in direct and indirect economic benefit. Now, that's a better than 2-to-1 return on investment. I think that's what you call a pretty doggone good investment. So our city says thank you once again to Johns Hopkins. But for all the benefits that we see in the short and long term, we know that this is more than just a building, don't we? And when I talk about the sun shining here, I often refer to St. Pete as a city of opportunity. I believe it's our mission to create that city of opportunity, not for ourselves, but for our children and for their children. I want St. Pete to be known as a city of opportunity where the sun shines on all long after I'm out of office. And that's why this place represents something special. It's a commitment to the future of St. Petersburg. More importantly, it's a commitment to our children. So on behalf of the children of St. Petersburg, thank you, Johns Hopkins. Now, I'm going to go off script for a minute because as we're touring this beautiful facility, I turned to Dr. Ellen and I said, you know, I'm gonna analogize for a minute. This kind of reminds me of a pro sports team that builds brand new practice facilities and new facilities. And they do that because they want to recruit the best athletes to come to their team. I think with this facility, we have the ability to recruit the best and brightest talent in the medical field. And I think that's a big deal. Absolutely. The other thing that's amazing about this facility is the simulation opportunities, and I'm going to introduce Dr. Arnold in just a minute, but you know, when you see these facilities that these clinicians are going to get to work in and these students are going to get to train in, what it says to me is that the residents of this community and throughout this country that are going to learn from this facility are going to be the best. They're going to be the brightest. And our residents are going to get the best treatment of anywhere in this country. So I want to introduce the person who's going to have a little something to do with that. Our next speaker, Dr. Jennifer Arnold. Dr. Arnold is a neonatologist and serves as medical director for the Center for Medical Simulation and Innovation Training, and I can only imagine how excited she is with the facilities she's got here. She and her talented team will work in this specialized environment to train doctors, nurses, and other health professionals, along with the families and even first responders, to help ensure the best care at the bedside, in the operating room, at home, or in the field. This new building is their new home, and I am so grateful to her and her team for leading the way. Dr. Arnold.
Wow. Thank you, Mayor Kreisman. That is a really nice introduction, and I can't tell you how excited I am to be here. Today is a fantastic day, and I am not only happy, but also proud to be here to share it with everyone that's gathered here today. So first off, to get us started, I'd like to thank our elected leaders, our trustees, our donors, the employees, physicians, and most importantly, our patients, families, friends, neighbors, and community who have joined us today for our celebration. So thank you. So this morning, I get the privilege to represent our many physicians and our hospital colleagues who are excited about the opportunities that await our patients and families in this new building. It is a privilege, and I'm proud to represent all of our esteemed group here. In just a few minutes, you will hear from our very distinguished guest here on the dais. You have already met, our very popular mayor, and you will soon hear from our dean, Dr. Paul Rothman, CEO of JHM, Kevin Sowers, president of the Johns Hopkins Health System and executive vice president of Johns Hopkins Medicine, and Dr. Jonathan Ellen, our president, CEO, and physician-in-chief of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, and vice dean and professor of pediatrics within the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. So I am thrilled to be amongst these very esteemed colleagues up here, and I'm so thrilled to be your MC for this exciting event. Are you ready? Okay. So we will begin our program with some words from Dean Rothman, who is our 13th dean within the Johns Hopkins system, a position he assumed in 2012. Dr. Rothman trained as a rheumatologist and a molecular immunologist, and he has been described as a visionary leader with a ferocious appetite for excellence. He is credited with having a deep and highly sophisticated understanding of the challenges facing healthcare and academic medicine today, which he sees opportunities to do better. We are very proud to have him with this morning with us, and we are very thrilled that he was able to see our new simulation center. So I'd like to please welcome Dean Rothman.
I think that quote is from my wife. Thank you so much for introducing me. Is it always hot down here? Well, it is just wonderful to be here today. I wanted to thank Mayor Kreisman both for being here today, for all his support for this project, and for Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. Thank you so much for being here today. It is a wonderful day, and I was thinking, and I wanted to thank you for going off script, because that allows me to go off script, which I always do. I was thinking today really the meaning of this opening of this research and education building, and I think back to the vision of the Board of Trustees of All Children's Hospital that about 10 years ago made this decision that they wanted to make All Children's Hospital one of the top academic children's hospitals in the country. And that was a bold vision for the board to have 10 years ago and really think about what the possible was. To that gain, they sought out partners, and it was in that era of partnership that about 7.5 years ago, All Children's Hospital and Johns Hopkins Medicine agreed to collaborate at this hospital. And that collaboration began with this vision to build a truly academic children's hospital that served the needs of the children, not only here in St. Petersburg, not only in Tampa, St. Petersburg, but throughout Florida and the country. And to do that, we thought we needed to bring in someone who would have a vision to do that. and was so happy that John Ellen took the presidency of this institution and has led it to this building here. So I was talking to some folks this morning on the tour, and I said, vision is one thing. It's really easy to have vision. It's really hard to execute on that vision and to see it come to fruition. And today, John, this is the fruition of a vision that the Board of All Children's Hospital, the Board of Johns Hopkins Medicine had 7.5 years ago, and that Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital has today. This building will be a place where true change in the field of medicine will occur, the recruitment of really a world-class scientific staff and its ability to collaborate with the clinicians that take care of the patients here is really important. So I wanted to congratulate Sandra Diamond, the board chair. Sandra, thank you for really supporting this project. And there's a lot of, you know, building this building is not easy. And this is a huge building, and it's complex. And I wanted to thank all those involved in planning and building and getting this building built. I'd like to thank John for your leadership for this institution. We're so happy. And for all of you for coming out today. So it's now my pleasure to introduce Kevin Sowers. So Kevin came to Hopkins now February 1, so he counts the days, but I can't add it on my head. Kevin is a trained nurse. He was an oncology nurse and was at Duke for over 30 years and president of Duke Hospital for over 8 years. Kevin has already made Johns Hopkins Medicine a better institution, and I am so proud to call him my partner in the leadership of Johns Hopkins Medicine, and I'm so proud that he is here today. So, Kevin.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning to all of you, and what an exciting day, and I think you all would agree with me. This is an exciting day and the celebration of an opening of this building, but I think you would also agree with me that this is not just a building. It is a setting for many stories that have yet to be written. That's the beauty of this place, of this space where scholars will influence expert minds and discoveries will abound. Someday, a renowned scholar will say that this is where her journey began. One day, a great scientist will write that this was where his idea was planted, and he would write that was when I knew that this idea could change the world. Because this place was built to allow people to do just that. This is a place for innovators, the collaborators. This is where they will meet, because this is a place constructed to bring together great minds interested in pursuing the higher purpose. You know, finding synergy at the nexus of clinical care, research, and education, and generating powerful ideas that will change the future of healthcare for generations to come is what this place is all about. Without dedicated people and the collaborations of hearts and minds, science becomes a shell of a thing regulated by formulas that exist in textbooks that will sit on dusty shelves. But here, people who care will come together and push the boundaries of possibilities, changing the very essence of what we know, what we think, and what we believe. Small ideas grow and become bigger because of impromptu conversations, experiences, and the combined expertise of those who work together with purpose. And this is what will improve the future: collaboration, a handing of the baton between experts who form a circle instead of handoffs. So while today we celebrate the opening of a building, we're actually writing a new chapter in Johns Hopkins All Children's history. And so I'm happy to be here today as we set the stage for innovative discoveries, partnerships, and most importantly, a healthier future for children all over the world. Now I'm pleased to introduce a key leader in this important endeavor. Dr. Jonathan Ellen, first of all, in my first 8 months of being here makes me laugh. Which is important. But more importantly, he's the president and CEO and physician in chief of Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital and vice dean of pediatrics with the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. During the 5-year integration process between our entities and under Dr. Ellen's leadership, the hospital has implemented an innovative pediatric residency program, established the hospital's first fellowship program, and he's recruited many world-class physicians, surgeons, researchers, and staff who are dedicated to a physician-led, patient-centered care delivery model. Today, you are seeing the results of the multidisciplinary collaborative institutes, several of which have been ranked highly by U.S. News and World Report. Throughout his career, he has received more than $25 million in research awards from the CDC, NIH, and many other agencies. Dr. Ellen is seriously devoted to the welfare of pediatric healthcare, and his research, leadership, and management on many subjects within that realm are key to the success of this most recent and many, many other endeavors. Will you please join me in a warm welcome of Dr. Jonathan Ellen?
So we'll be quick because it's not as hot. We're on this side of the building, which is better for those of you who are here for the name change. We were standing out there and sweating a lot more than we are today. Thank you all for coming out. This building represents what I consider the third phase of what Dean Rothman referred to as the vision of the Board of Trustees. A lot of times people don't recognize how important a Board of Trustees is for a hospital or for any not-for-profit organization. And I think you start to recognize that when they have a big vision, a big strategy they have in mind, if you're a great board, you take action. And the board did take action back in 2011 and came to Johns Hopkins and said, can we partner? And we said, what a great opportunity. We can take our academics and this brilliant clinical machine and turn it into a world-class facility for children that will change the way healthcare is delivered. And we were very excited about that. And then at some point, about two and a half years ago, we changed our name to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital because we had attained a level of academic integration that we thought mandated the kind of care that we were giving that would worthy of that name. And it may have seemed like a small switch by going from All Children's Hospital, a member of Johns Hopkins Medicine, to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital. But outside of Baltimore, there is no other Johns Hopkins Hospital. So it's something we're very proud of. This represents the third phase and what I believe will not be the only ending phase of where we are on our journey to become a leading pediatric academic health system for the region, if not the state, if not the world. And that is our vision. So that is really what the excitement is all about. I think everyone has told you that this building represents the work, the vision, the hopes, the aspirations, and the opportunity of everyone in this community, everyone working at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital, our friends and colleagues in Baltimore. It's something we're extremely excited about, and we take the responsibility of this building and what it means for us very seriously. First, I want to thank people. This did not happen simply. The state of Florida, the USF, Judy Genshaft, Will Weatherford had to work hard to make it possible that we could have this plot of land to build it. Bill Edwards helped us work with the governor and Governor Scott at the time to make sure that we got it through all the right channels to be able to have this piece of land. Our elected officials who are here today have helped us. We have State Representative Wingate Newton, and I just saw him and then I lost him. There he is, he moved up front from beside. Ben Diamond, who is where? There's Ben. Jeff Brandis, who's always right in front of me somewhere. He's sitting right there. All right. We have Commissioner Seal, which I then lost track of again. And we have Commissioner Justice. And we've been very fortunate that we've had good architects, HDR. We've had Skanska. Where's Chuck? He's over there somewhere. And one of the great things about Skanska, and I think you'll get a moment to understand it, is that we felt like we were partners. They're members of this community. Chuck is a member of this community. And I think we got their blood, sweat, and tears every single day to make sure this was an exceptional facility. And then we've been very lucky with our project managers, CBRE. And I think what really is never appreciated is how much help we get from Baltimore, from the dean,
from Kevin Sowers. I always wanted to say Kevin, but I'll say Mr. Sowers for this. Okay. And Landon, who's back there somewhere. I saw Landon. He's sitting with another Kentucky person standing around. But Landon has been, he's the executive vice dean, and he has been an exceptional partner in helping us get to where we are. And then Tina Chang is somewhere. Again, I keep losing people, but Tina Chang is the chairman, there you are, Tina, who is the chair, the director of the clinical department of pediatrics and the director of the co-director of the Children's Center. And we have been partners for almost 20 years at this point in different ventures and different opportunities. So it's something we're really excited about. And before I finish, I want to acknowledge the donors, beginning with our investors who have funded Space for Creativity, Discovery, and Innovation, the Stahl family, and I saw Kathy, and there she's right there. And then, well, I'll just hit the Mahaffey sitting right next to her, but I skipped order, but you were sitting right there, so I'm gonna go. Jason Paul family, the Boehner Family Trust, Walmart and Sam's Club for the Sim Center, Bankers Financial and the Strong and Mankey family, that those people I do see. And if you look over at the auditorium, and the 1-8 Foundation. And then as I started to say, for philanthropic investors who have pledged to endow leadership, we have the Mahaffeys, we have the Hawkins, there he is right there. We have the Coburn family, and I do know where Ben, there they are. And then finally, many of you, my executive team, I think the board, the group that worked on the buildings and grounds that helped go here, I think the physicians, the nurses, everyone who helped build this building, we're very thankful for. We think we now are in the position to be able to provide world-class care, provide jobs for the community, be a hub for innovation. We do believe we will be an economic engine, not only for this community, but for the region. And more than a building, it's a vision brought to life by a community that we believe will change the world. Thank you all for coming out.
You got this.
All right.
I'm gonna bring these down for you.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, I'm back. Now, are you guys ready for the fun part? Okay, well, thank you again for taking out time to spend time with us this morning. I'd like to again thank our distinguished speakers for being here with us today. I can tell you it's quite humbling to be here on the stage with them. Mayor Kreisman, Dean Paul Rothman, Kevin Sowers, and of course, Dr. Ellen. So it's quite an honor. But now the moment has come that we've all been waiting for, the ribbon cutting. All right, so we have a lot of people to involve in this. And I will call each person's name, and please, if you wouldn't mind coming forward for placement to get ready to cut that ribbon. Now remember, this is serious. This is not simulation. This is for real. And then we'll take a photo as we always do. So I'd like to start with Senator Jeff Brandis. Thank you. Next is Allison Adams, principal of the Peabody that's opening tomorrow, which I can't wait to enjoy. Mr. Kevin Sowers. Sandra Diamond, Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital Board Chair, representing our trustees. Thank you. Dr. Jonathan Ellen. Very special guests, Ava Luciano and her mother, Elise, representing our patients and our families. Thank you. Woohoo! Louder, louder. All right. Dean Paul Rothman. And Mayor Rick Kreisman, thank you so much. So that's our first row, but we're not done yet. We have some more folks to introduce. So for the second row, we'd like to invite Dr. Prabhu Parimi, who is representing the Institute for Maternal, Fetal, and Neonatal Medicine, near and dear to my heart. Dr. Akshata Hopkins, representing our education and our residency programs. Dr. Peter Shaw, who's representing our Institute for Cancer and Blood Disorders. Dr. Neil Goldenberg, representing our Translational Research Program. Tim Osborne, who's representing our new Institute for Fundamental Biomedical Research. Alex Shoup, who is our Johns Hopkins All Children's Foundation Board Chair and representing philanthropy. Thank you. Dr. George Jallo, who's representing our Institute for Brain Protection and Hearts. Melissa McAgay, who represents our nurses and employees. Woohoo! And Derek Hess, representing our medical staff. All right, now I guess I get to join, so let the fun begin.
The hospital's infusion center on the third floor of the outpatient care, and if you all turn and look, you can see there our patients who are getting treatment today are up there with their banners and waving. And every Friday in the infusion center, our patients have a dance party. Well, when the construction started on this building, the patients were watching, and the nursing staff asked Skanska if they would join in the dance party. And did it ever take off? Once a month for the past 2 years of construction, dozens of Skanska workers have covered the property and would dance with our patients. They had the music going both ways. Today, as we open the building, we want to also have the final dance party with our patients, with our employees, and with Skanska. Music, please.